We're up to Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter of the Laws of Brachos. It's on page Samach Aleph in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Kala'ochel apas shemavarchem alof hamotzi. Whoever eats bread whose blessing is hamotzi, tzarech netil sidayim tchila v'sof, has to wash his hands before eating the bread and at the end of the meal. Vaf bishi pas chulin, even though it is non-sacred bread. Vaf bishi yodom luchlochos, even if his hands are not dirty. Then Yedelahem Tuma, he doesn't know of any ritual impurity. Lo Yeochel Achitos Teyodov, still he may not eat until he washes both hands. V'chein Kol Dover Shidibula B'mashkin, similarly anything that's dipped into liquid, Tzarech Netil Sidayim Tchila, requires a washing of the hands first. Halacha Beis, Kol Anotol Yodov Bein Achila Bein Lekriya Shema, Bein Tfila, whoever washes his hands, whether it's for eating, or for the reading of the Shema for prayer. He says the blessing first, Asher Kedshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu al hanetilas yadayim, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us concerning the washing of the hands. Shezo mitzvos chachamim shenistavinu min haTorah l'shmo mehen, because it is a commandment of the Torah to listen to the sages. Shenamar, as it says, al pi haTorah sheyirucha, according to the Torah that they teach you. U'mayim achronah neim mevarchim aleihem, the water that you wash afterwards you do not say a blessing on, she'enan elam b'nei hasakana, there because of danger, that there may be a strong salt, and some chemical in that salt might hurt your eyes, so you have to wash your hands, and you don't make a blessing over something that's done to avoid danger. For this reason, because there's a danger involved, a person has to be particularly careful with the washing of the hands after the meal. The Ravid says, I heard the early Gaonim say that there should be a blessing for the water afterwards. The blessing is al-rochitza shidayim for the washing of the hands. The Rebbe says this is a good opinion. They learn both the before and after the hands from one pasuk. Make yourselves holy and be holy. So one is for the washing before, one for the washing afterwards. They also said that hands that are dirty are disqualified for the blessing. So to clean the hands is considered a mitzvah. If you ate something that makes your hand dirty, you definitely have to say a blessing. If they're dry things, then you don't have to say a blessing. There it's only for health reasons, as the Rambam says. That's what I wrote in my work, the Iker, and that is the principle as it should be. The Ketzav Mishnah brings down that Rav Amram, one of the Gaonim, says that you do not make a blessing. And the Rambam has adequate support, therefore, for his view. Halakha Gimel. Netilas Yadayim, Bein Tafshil L'Tafshil, washing of the hands between one kind of cooked food to the other, Rishus, that is optional. Ratzenotl, Ratzenotl, if he wants to wash his hands, he may. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Uperishil Chulon, and Netzrich Netilas Yadayim, Bein Bechila, Bein Besov. Fruit that is non-holy does not have to have the hand washing before or after. Whoever washes his hands for fruit, that's arrogant. Now, usually you would translate these words as saying, any bread that has salt in it, you have to wash your hands afterwards, because it may have the salt of Sodom, or a similarly natured salt, which is a strong chemical, and may blind your eyes. I'll rediscuss this in a moment, but first finish the paragraph. And that's why you have to wash your hands at the end of every meal, because of the salt. And in a camp, you do not have to wash your hands in the first place, because they're involved in war. But the last place, in other words, after the meal, you do have to wash your hands, because it's dangerous. Now, the Ravid says on the Rambam's words, the Rambam, when he says, kol pascha melechbo, you have to wash your hands for, is an interpretation of the Gemara that says, kayel mechel. What is the din? V'amalei lo kolshken. And the Gemara said that in the case of kayel mechel, you definitely have to wash your hands. V'chayroshi kilkol aleinu saloshin. And by my life, says the Ravid, the Rambam has made the language unclear. Now, the Ravid himself is unclear as what's going on here in the argument. If you learn that the Rambam means, as I translated it before, that if you ate bread that has salt in it, you have to wash your hands, then the Ravid may be saying there's a case of kayal mechel, which usually is translated, if you measured salt, what's the law? It would be hard to understand then the Ravid's criticism that the language of the Rambam is bad, because his criticism isn't really on the language, his criticism is on the law. The Gemara seems to be saying that if you measured salt, you have to wash your hand, whereas the Rambam somehow interprets this as you ate bread with salt in it. The Kesef Mishnah suggests that the meaning of the Rambam is not kol pasha melech bo, not any bread that has salt, but the word kol means to measure. That if you measured he would have to change the version, and he'd have to read it kol asamelech. He'd have to take out the word pas and say if he measured the salt, that you have to wash your hands. Therefore, the Ravid's objection would be to the language, not to the content, but to the language. Why does the Rambam use the word kol, which is misleading and which means can also mean all? He should have used a clearer language like madad, to measure, and so on. So basically, two possible interpretations of the Rambam is that he learns that Gemara differently somehow, and he learns that it's only bread with salt in it that you have to wash for. Or perhaps the Rambam means that he's measuring the salt, and the Ravid is objecting just to the language, but not to the content of what the Rambam is saying. Halacha dalet, at hechnin til sidayim, to where is it til sidayim, at a perek till the joint. The Rambam doesn't specify which joint, but the rif says it means till the wrist. The kamashir mayim, how much water, revias, a quarter of a log, about 3.5 ounces, v'chol shtei yadayim, for both hands. V'chol shechotzes in betfila, chotzes b'til sidayim. Anything that is a barrier, a separation for immersion in the mikveh, is also a separation. And if you have any adhesion to the hand, it separates it, and it isn't good for washing the hands. Any kind of material that can count for the mikveh counts for the revias, like water or snow or ice and so on. If a person is obligated to wash his hands and he dipped his hands into a mikveh, that is, a pool of collected water, he does not have to do anything else. That's adequate. If he dipped his hands into water that does not have the minimum size of the mikveh, or water that isn't natural water like a mikveh, which has to be rainwater or ocean water, river water, and so on, but water that's been drawn in a vessel and that's in the ground, lo asa klomi, has done nothing. That water that has been drawn in a vessel does not purify the hands unless you pour it from a vessel, not if you dip your hands into that water that's lying on the ground. The Ravid says, this is not right. About Keri, someone who is ritually unclean because of the Keri, can immerse himself in a mikveh of mayim shuvim. Afishen shuvim, im yesh ben abar himself a karka. If they have the measure of 40 saw on the ground, despite the fact that they were drawn in a vessel, it's still kosher. So it should also be kosher for washing your hands. As the Kesef Mishnah points out, there's no reason to accept this analogy. Just because it's kosher for immersion of a balkari does not automatically mean that it's kosher for the washing of the hands. And that's apparently what the Rambam holds. Halacha vav. Kala notl yadav tzach lezar bar bar dvarim. If you wash your hands, you have to be careful about four things. But my matzvon shle yipasulun until sudayim, that the water itself should not be disqualified for washing of the hands. Ubashir, and in the amount, shiabhen revias the choshte yadayim, that there should be a revias, a quarter of a loaf for the two hands. Ubachli, and you should be careful in the vessel, shiomayim shenotlin behem bekeli, that the vessel that you wash with should be taken out of a vessel, the water that you wash with should be taken from a vessel. Ubanotl, shiomayim bar mikof nosin, you have to be careful in the one who's washing you, that it should be coming from the strength of a person who's giving it, as we shall see. Actually, he doesn't say the word person. He says from someone who's giving it. And we'll see exactly what this means later. Aloha Zayin, Arbad Varn Posnam Samayin. The first thing was the water. Now, the four things that disqualify the water. Shini Mayra, a difference of appearance. The Gilui, if the water was left uncovered. Vasis Malacha Behen, if work was done with them. Vahapsit Shemanesa Behema Malishtas Mehen, if there's something wrong with the water, that an animal would not drink this water. Ketzad, how so? Maim shenishtana marisom, water whose appearance changed. Bein bekinim bekarkos, whether the water is in vessels or in the ground. Bein machmas dovash nafal atochen, whether it's some ingredient that fell into them and changed their appearance. Bein machmas v'koman, or the place itself where they were, something just changed in them to make them look different. Harei l'psulim, they are disqualified. V'chein im nizgaru gilui ha'osar, ha'osar osar mishtia. Similarly, if they were uncovered in such a way that it would be forbidden to drink of that water, they used to be afraid that if the water was left uncovered, that perhaps a snake or a poisonous creature would drink from it and poison the water, and you weren't allowed to drink it. So if it was left uncovered in such a way, in such a manner, that you wouldn't be allowed to drink it, nifslun antilas yadayim, it would also be disqualified from the washing of the hands. Halachaches, kol mayim shenas ben melacha nasa shofchin nifslun antilas yadayim, any water with which work was done, it is as if the water is spilled out and it's disqualified for hand washing. Ketzad, how so? Mayim shuv mishidich ben kelim. Hoshashor behem pitok yotzei bazeh. If water that you rinse dishes with, or you soak your bread in it, and so on. Bein bekelim, bein bekarkos, whether this was done in the ground, or in vessels, sulun til sedayim is disqualified for the washing of the hands. If he rinsed with it vessels that had already been rinsed or that were new and clean, that's not considered work because it's superfluous, it doesn't accomplish anything, and it would not disqualify the water. A water that the baker dips his dough in does become disqualified. When he dips his hand in to take out water is kosher because he's not working with the water, he's just taking out some water that he's going to use. It's the water in his hands with which work is being done. The water from which he took out remains kosher. No work has been done with them. Any water that a dog would not drink. If they were bitter, salty, or just bad, or a foul odor, that a dog wouldn't drink from them. If they're in vessels, they're not kosher for washing the hands. Because if it's attached to the ground, they're kosher to immerse your hands into. Because if it's mikvah water, it doesn't have to be drinkable for Nitzilas Yadayim. Hot springs, like in Tveria, where they have these natural hot springs, in their place, you can dip your hands into them. If you took with them in a vessel, or he made a little ditch, a channel, and took them to a different place, not to their original place, and note the mehan lo rishonim lo achronim. You do not wash either the early waters, the first waters, or the later waters. Because they're not fit for an animal to drink. The Kesavisha says we don't find anywhere that the water that you wash after the meal has to be drinkable. So he interprets the after water as the second water. Sometimes you pour the water over your hand the first time and you don't have enough water, you pour over a second for the after water. So learns the Kesef Mishnah. Halacha Yud, Yesh Lanot Talitin Al Yadav Miat Miat Achitin Kishir. The one who's washing should give a little at a time until he covers the whole amount so that his whole hand should be wet. If he gives the entire revius with one pour, it's kosher. Notlin arba chamisha zebetzat zeh, or yad zel gabi zeh b'shtif achas. Four or five people can wash each hand on the side of the next, or one on top of the other, with one pour. Lovachi yifu yedem k'dish yavu b'nei mamayim, as long as their hands are loose so that the water can come between them. Yibiyos v'shtifa k'dei revias l'chol echad v'yachad. There should be, for each person who's washing his hands, at least the size of a revias, a quarter of a log of water for each person. Yidala fenotu mayim liyadayim, you cannot use a vessel to wash your hands with, lo b'dfanas akelam, not with the sides of the vessels. In other words, a broken vessel that you just have the side. Lo b'shulei amachatz, nor with the broken bottom of a kind of barrel. Lo b'charosim, not with pieces of earthenware. Lo b'guvas achavius, not with the top of the barrel. The Gemara forbids all of these things, and there are two explanations given. One, because these things are not meant to be vessels in the first place. And another interpretation is that they do not hold a revius unless they're propped up. They don't have a bottom to rest on, and therefore since they intrinsically cannot hold a revius, it wouldn't be kosher. The Rambam continues, if he specially made the top of the barrel for washing, you can wash your hands with it. Chemis is a kind of barrel that he especially made to wash your hands with, then he can make it. He can do it. A chemis is sort of more like a sack-like thing, and you have to fix it so that it shouldn't leak water. And then it would be kosher. Or perhaps it means that you made a base for them, that they should be able to stand up, as mentioned previously. A sack or a basket that was fixed, you still, even so, you can't wash your hands from them. Because that's apparently not considered in any case a vessel for liquids. You can't use the palms of your hands to put water in and pour on your friend, because that's not a vessel. The kelim shenishbu shvira mitaharas also midei tuma inosn bem liyadayim mitnei shein shivrei kelim. A vessel that was broken to the extent that it would no longer be subject to ritual impurity, so it's no longer considered a vessel, it's a broken vessel, and you cannot use them for washing your hands. Halacha yud beis, b'chol kelim notn liyadayim, you can use any material of vessels to wash your hands with, filo teglalim, even vessels that are made out of dung, kli adama, or vessels made out of earth, which you shleim and provided that they are whole. Kedish in a master gravias, so ain't bo revias, in osnum mimelo yadayim. A vessel that doesn't hold a quarter of a log of liquid, or that doesn't have a quarter of a log in it, you can't use that to wash your hands. Gimel a kosher, and litin liyadayim, a filo chesho to vakot, and everyone is kosher to put on the hands, even a deaf mute, or a imbecile, or a child. Yemein shom echad acher, if there's nobody else there to put it on your water, on your hand, Maniach Akeli ben Birko b'tzokol yodov. He can do it himself. He puts the vessel between his knees and pours it on his hands. Or he can just tip over the barrel and wash. Or he can take one hand and pour water on one hand, and then afterwards take that first hand and pour water on the second hand. If you have a trained monkey, he can wash hands. The Ravid says, the tractate Chulin says that it has to come from the power of a person. What's because of Kilamata? The Rabbi himself writes that below. Even though the use of a monkey is sanctioned in tractate Yudayim according to the first Tana, but our Gemara does not agree with that. Perhaps the Gemara knew that the Tana who argued on Rav Yossi was an individual opinion. And the law is not so. Why should we say that a monkey is considered a person? A deaf mute or an imbecile or a child, their action is considered an action. But a monkey is nothing. As the Because the Mishnah points out, the Rambam apparently does not hold that it has to be the power of a person. He never said the power of a person. It has to come from a power, and that power, it's not something that can come automatically, or just by the vessel itself. But if it comes from a being, it doesn't have to be human. Even a monkey, according to the Rambam, would be kosher. Halacha Yud Dalid. Hashuk is a trap, shadol adam biyada al begalgal, that a person brings water in there by hand or with a wheel, but also tocha, he puts into it, v'may mishok mimena ba'ama, the water flows out of this trap into a canal, v'okhna mashkina yurakas al behema, and this gives water to the vegetables or to animals, v'nech yada b'shukas, he put his hand in the trap, v'may mishotbal yada, and the water rinsed his hands, l'osalon atila, this doesn't count as a hand washing. Shrein kanosin al yodov. There's no one putting it on his hands. It's just flowing there. Mahayodov krovus the shvich said li. If his hand was right next to where the barrel pours out from, and shenim tzomaim shotful yodov mekoch nasinus adam, so that the water rinsed his hand from the strength of a person who applied it. Also lo nutila, then it does count as a valid hand washing. Tezvav. Maim shdestapaklom nasim em malacha lo nasa. If he's in doubt about a certain water, whether work was done with it or not. Yesh ben kashir or she'ein b'han, if it has the requisite amount or it doesn't, I mean tahor no tumeim, if they are ritually fit or unfit, safek notel yadav, Savaklo Natal Yadav, or again, if there's a doubt whether he washed his hands or not, Sveikatar. All of these cases of doubt, it is pure. Shukal Savashim Batar Sidaim Tar. Any doubt concerning the washing of the hands is considered all right and pure. The Ravid says, "V'kolzem yishlo ma'im lirchas amrina lo kum rachot svoltiyaz v'chom in asafik." If there's a doubt, the Ravid says, "Look, if you have water anyway, why not wash again and remove yourself from the doubt?" Apparently, the Rambam holds no, since it's a rabbinic law. The rule holds fast that in a case of rabbinic law, any doubt you can be lenient, and you're not obligated to go wash again, even if the water is available. When you wash the water before the meal, you have to lift up your hands so that the water shouldn't, that leaves the area that has to be washed, shouldn't come back down and cause the hands to become ritually unclean. On the other hand, the water that is after the meal, you lower your hands downward so that the salt which is on his hands, which the water is supposed to wash away, should wash it all away. The water before the meal you can wash into a vessel or onto the ground. The last waters you don't wash except into a vessel. You don't pour them on the ground. It's considered disgusting and wrong to just be lying around. The first waters can be washed with heated water or with cold water. You can't use very hot water for the afterward water. It has to be hot enough that your hand is drawn back from it. Quite hot. Because that would not remove the dirt. Because he can't rub with the very hot water. If they were lukewarm, you can wash the water afterwards. The Ravid adds to the Rambam's reason when he said about the afterward water that your hands should be down, and he says, "Well, Yosef Tov, it's better to have your hands down, as the Rambam says, Shatava Zuma Alamakush Lagiyatchila, that the dirt shouldn't reach a place that it didn't reach before. If your hands are up, then the water is going to drip down to the lower part of your hands, and it's going to get it dirty where it wasn't dirty before. So it makes a lot more sense to keep your hands down. Halacha Yud Zayin, Notel Adam Yodav Shachar, Sumasalem Kola Yom. Person can wash his hands in the morning, can make a condition that this should count for the whole day. And he would subsequently not have to wash his hands for each time that he eats. Provided that he doesn't remove his mind from it. If he removed his mind from it, then he would have to wash his hands again each time that he has to wash them. A person can wrap his hands with a cloth, and he can eat bread or something that's dipped in a liquid, even though he didn't wash his hands. If you're feeding someone else, you do not have to wash your hands. The one who eats does have to wash his hands, even though somebody else is putting it into his mouth and he's not touching the food. Similarly, if you're eating with a fork, you have to wash your hands, although you're not actually touching the food. The Ravid says, that the permissibility of using a cloth is only for people who are eating truma, that is the sacred food that the Kohen eats. So if he doesn't want to wash his hands, he can wrap his hands up with a cloth. But for someone eating regular bread, according to the Ravid, he would have to wash his hands. He couldn't just wrap it up with a cloth. Because the Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that what the Gemara meant to exclude is people who eat non-truma in a state of ritual purity. That for them it's not enough to wrap up their hands, but they have to wash it. Whereas if you're eating non-truma, not in a state of ritual purity, as we do nowadays, then the Rambam holds that it is not necessary to wash your hands, or rather that instead of washing the hands, one can wrap up the hands. Halacha Yutes. Also, you're not allowed to feed someone who did not wash his hands, even though you're putting it into his mouth and he's not touching it. You cannot be disrespectful to the washing of hands. There are many commandments where the rabbis commanded and warned about this. Even if you only have a little bit of water, enough to drink, you should still wash your hands with a little bit and eat and drink the a little bit that's left over. Halacha Chav, Tzarech Adam Lanagav Shiyadav Vakach Yochal. You're supposed to dry your hands and then eat. Cholacha Blanigav Yodayim, whoever eats without drying his hands, Kaocha Lechem Tomei. It's as if he's eating unclean bread. Cholanot Liyadav Bachronim Lanagav Vakach Mevarech. If you wash your, when you wash your hands after the meal, you dry and then say the blessing after the meals. Take them until Shidayim Brachas Amazon. Right after the washing of the hands should be the blessing after the meal. Yafsik Beneim B'davo Acher. You shouldn't interrupt with anything else. Even to drink water after washing his hands at the end is forbidden until he says the grace after meals.